Uranus entering Taurus. With its 84-year orbit, Uranus, the fabled lord of earthquakes and lightning bolts, enters a new sign of the zodiac about every 7 years. As befits its dramatic title, when it enters a sign, any area of life connected with that symbol is due to hit some choppy air. Underlying the chop, however, is a deeper process. Old, outdated structures are shaken to make way for breakthroughs and pulses of evolution. As befits the lightning bolt metaphor, these pulses can happen very rapidly, and like earthquakes, they can, in the blink of an eye, change the shape of the landscape forever. What does Uranus's entry into Taurus portend for us, both as human societies and as individual beings? In this month's newsletter, I want to wrestle with the big picture perspective, what this event means for the world. We are also simultaneously releasing a 2-hour program I recorded regarding the event's more personal dimensions. That's another story. Before we stroll out on the thin ice of global prediction, let's remember that of all the planets, Uranus is the least predictable. Seeing it arriving at a sensitive point in a client's chart, many an astrologer suggests a strategy of expecting the unexpected. That's a catchy line, but kind of hard to do if you stop and think about it for a moment. How do we expect the unexpected? And yet the phrase has legs. It has survived in astrological parlance for many years. The unpredictable does indeed tend to occur during Uranian times. But is it then really the unpredictable, if we can predict it? We, of course, quickly spin down into a labyrinth of paradox. Still, and feel free to laugh, I confidently predict that the unpredictable is about to occur. I bet that is actually true, but I would also be the first to label it a worthless prediction. As much as is possible with a slippery symbol such as Uranus, I want to walk with you for a few paces on the solid ground of what we know about these two familiar archetypes, Uranus and Taurus. Predictions, well, sort of. We will make a few. But rather than trying to gaze into the crystal ball, let's see what kind of evolutionary advice this passage of Uranus through Taurus might offer us. First, let's look at the timing of it. Uranus entered Taurus on May 15th. On November 6th, later this year, it retrogrades back into Aries for a substantial 4 months, returning solidly to Taurus only on March 6th of 2019. After that, it remains in Taurus until it enters Gemini for the first time 6 years later in July 2025, returning to Taurus in November of 25, and finally committing to a long passage through Gemini on April 25th, 2026. I'm tempted to say repeat all that back to me. Basically 2018 through 2026. There's our bottom line. But what does it portend? I have heard some astrologers predicting economic collapse. Their reasoning is that Taurus relates to financial structures, and earthquakes and lightning bolts in that department has the ring of bad money news. But history suggests otherwise. The Great Depression actually started in 1929, with Uranus still in Aries. The planet hit Taurus in the midst of that depression, and what actually happened was the permanent establishment of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in the Banking Act of 1935. That was accompanied by a solidification of the whole Federal Reserve System. Perhaps even more impactfully for most of us, the Social Security system was put in place. Notice these events are about revolutions in the financial structure, not the collapse of the structures. Now, there are many possible political viewpoints on these Uranus and Taurus developments that happened one cycle ago. But whether you are pro or con relative to the New Deal and big government and all of that, one point is certain: they represented a fundamental revolution in the financial system of the United States. and that is the archetypal point. Uranus brings revolution, and one dimension of Taurus is, in fact, money. A revolution in the way society deals with money seems to be looming on the horizon. My friend Ricky Williams, the former National Football League star who's now practicing astrology, predicts that Uranus and Taurus will be good news for the various cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. He is certainly on target with the nature of the archetype. Such a redefinition of money and our relationship to it is a very pure expression of Uranus and Taurus. Knowing that we are trying to predict the unpredictable gives me a certain pause. But I cannot help but wonder if the upcoming financial earthquakes might be even more substantial than cryptocurrencies. Will the real revolutionary changes in finance of the 1930s be echoed in something every bit as epochal in the next 7 years? Could it be about cryptocurrencies? Easily. But could it be about the collective emergence of a more substantial alternative to runaway capitalism? Now, the whole idea of an alternative to capitalism sounds quixotic, but let's not dismiss the idea too quickly. Uranus correlates with genius, which is to say, with highly innovative and unprecedented responses to pressing questions. American capitalism in the 1920s had gone on a binge, followed by hitting a brick wall at 100 miles an hour. People were starving in the streets, and most were verging on desperation. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's very Uranian interventions in the economy still stir up argument, and yet most of them are still in place today, at least roughly. It is easy, in taking them for granted, to miss what a substantial rethinking of capitalism they represented. How much, for example, did Social Security alter the fabric of society? Now, these pieces of history are, of course, about the United States. Yet the Great Depression triggered parallel innovations in many other societies around the world. America is just one fragment of the hologram. Time to rewire the basis of the economy? It sounds extreme, but the bottom line is that we did it before. There is no reason we cannot do it again. And when we did it before, Uranus was in Taurus. But what would such a rewiring look like? Who knows? I'm aware that this is a politically charged area, and also that I'm out of my depth. But I do know three things with confidence: that astrology never fails, that Uranus represents revolution in some sense of the word, and that Taurus is about money, among other things. I have faith in the prediction. In other words, I just don't claim to know exactly what it means. Underlying all of this is my faith in humanity's ability to reinvent itself. We can spawn geniuses when we need them. And when it comes to the energy that money represents, earthquakes are in the forecast. You can feel the tectonic pressures building in the form of various economic and social inequities, the impending trade wars, and so on. What happens when genius collides with earthquake? Does the lightning bolt of inspiration strike? If this sounds exotic, here's another corroborating piece of history. This one dates to long before FDR and the New Deal. Way back in 1602, with Uranus and Taurus, the Dutch East India Company was founded. That will take you back into your history books, but here's the story in a nutshell. The tiny country, now called the Netherlands, established an armada of trading ships and created a monopolistic sea-based trading empire that spanned half the globe. They dealt mostly in Asian spices. The Dutch East India Company was arguably the first multinational corporation. There's an economic innovation for you, dating to Uranus and Taurus. 4 centuries ago, this revolutionary Uranian rethinking of how money, energy might work, brought fabulous wealth to Holland. But more importantly, the Dutch East India Company was the first publicly traded corporation, the first one, widely issuing bonds and stock shares to the general public. In other words, the Dutch East India Company was the first corporation listed on an official stock exchange. They created the economic future of the planet. Again, whatever your thoughts are about capitalism, we have another piece of powerful evidence here that Uranus and Taurus brings financial revolution. The time is right for a change, and opportunities abound for people to think outside the box. This is always true in Uranian times. We need to go further. Taurus is not just about money. At an even more fundamental level, it represents nature itself and the survival resources that nature provides us. Money is simply symbolic of all of that. One manifestation of that vital piece of the puzzle is farming. Change is brewing there, just as it is in our economic systems as a whole. Many farmers are currently stretched to the breaking point, with suicide rates rising alarmingly among them. Currently, farmers are ending their own lives at pretty much the same rate as young war veterans, which is a frightening number. Push is coming to shove with farming, which quickly loops us back into economics. Is that Aryan level of stress sustainable? Uranus entering Taurus will give us the answer, and hopefully it will give us a direction forward. Uranus and Taurus is not just about farmers, it's also about food itself. My own wishful thinking here may be getting the better of me, but I love to think of a revolution in the way humanity thinks about what we eat. That is very Taurian territory, too. The triumph of organic farming? Turnips to the rescue? I read that it requires 2,500 gallons of water, 12 pounds of grain, and a gallon of gasoline to produce 1 pound of beef. Does that monumental inefficiency hit a wall before 2026? Is it driven by wisdom or just by economics? Well, beans, anyone? I am personally horrified by the unknown and unforeseeable implications of the genetic modification of our foods. But I must admit that Uranian science mixing with farming smacks of GMOs. I just hope the general public exercises its Uranian stubbornness and refuses to eat the damn things. Going back once more to 1601 to 1603, with Uranus and Taurus, there was a famine in Russia that killed about one-third of the population. It would be toxic of me to make such a prediction here that that would happen again. I just pray that we are geniuses enough to have a glance in the rearview mirror of history and rectify our relationship with agriculture. In agriculture, things are coming to a breaking point. That is really the essence of what I am saying. And always with Uranus, it is breakthrough or breakdown. We can choose. Consciousness is powerful, and future history is nothing but the sum total of many individual decisions. Going further, the parts of nature itself, which are beyond human control, are also resonant with Taurus. It is interesting to remember that the day Uranus finally entered Aries solidly, back in March of 2011, a tidal wave struck the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. The symbolism was transparent. I won't belabor it here. Naturally, the synchronicity got a lot of press in Astroworld, even though the nightly news, as usual, ignored astrology. Then, as Uranus was crossing into Taurus in May, it happened again. The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii erupted with devastating impact. Again, the Earth itself entered the conversation. Fukushima required a perverse sort of cooperation of human invention and nature's unpredictability. If it were not for the misguided placement of the nuke, the tidal wave would not have been one for the history books. Kilauea, however, was Mother Nature's own handiwork. Humans had nothing to do with it. This was Earth's own voice speaking. How should we understand the message? Astrology affects all of life on Earth, not just humans. Taurus represents the Earth itself. So our planet itself is starting a 7-year Uranus transit. If Earth were a person, we might expect a new hairstyle, at the very least. We have obvious predictions to make. More Kilaueas, more tidal waves, more terrible hurricanes and killer tornadoes. Pray not, but that is what it looks like, Earth's new hairstyle. Here is another solid guess about Uranus and Taurus. Further acceleration in the melting of the ice caps. Sad, but not a surprise. Remember another clue, though. Uranus correlates with the unexpected. Rising global temperatures, melting polar regions, earthquakes, volcanoes, big storms, these can be horrendous in their impact, but they are not unexpected. How will Mother Earth surprise us before 2026? What unpredictable events can we predict, so to speak? The question is a logical disaster for obvious reasons. But speculatively, how's about a substantial asteroid impact? How's about the magnetic pole shifting? That one's happened many times in Earth's geological history, and the geological record suggests we are long overdue for a pole shift now. Already there are signs of the magnetic pole beginning to drift. What would a pole shift mean? In some scenarios, not much at all. In others, well, stockpile some 100 SPF sunscreen. On a cheerier note, how's about this prediction? Humanity discovers the first solid evidence of extraterrestrial life. I'm not talking about UFOs here, although they too are an interesting subject and one that is hard to dismiss out of hand once you've encountered some of the anecdotal evidence. It can be fairly convincing. And hey, my dad was a Capricorn and a pilot, and he saw one. But what I am thinking about here, it's not about the little green men, but rather those seas that have recently been discovered under the ice on Jupiter's moons Europa and Ganymede, along with Saturn's ice moon, Enceladus. And on that one, Enceladus, they have recently detected complex organic molecules. There is a really good, reasonable, science-based chance that some kind of aquatic life exists on all three of these planet-sized moons. So who lives under that ice? Anyone? Is who the right word? It could just be unicellular organisms, or maybe a very cool race of highly intelligent, blind dolphins psychically transmitting four-dimensional poetry to each other for the past 100 million years. No one knows, and that ice might be 8 miles thick. It's a tough barrier. Am I getting carried away with all of this? Well, expect Mother Nature to offer us some unpredictable surprises over the next 7 years. That's solid. Finding extraterrestrial life would be one of those, for sure. And what effect would the discovery that alien life arose elsewhere have upon the human imagination, religion, and so on? Interestingly, Herman Melville's masterpiece, Moby Dick, was first published on October 18th of 1851 with Uranus and Taurus. Could there be yet another giant beast lurking beneath the black waters of a faraway world? Or is some unforeseen, as yet undiscovered environmental Moby Dick lurking beneath Earth's seas or Earth's crust? Has it been waiting for Uranus to enter Taurus before it appears? Well, expect the unexpected. 237 years of experience with the transits of Uranus has taught astrologers to do exactly that, expect the unexpected. If we've learned anything during those years, it is the folly of ignoring these Uranian wild cards. They always turn up. That is solid. Guessing what they will be is fun, and that's what I'm doing here, but there is also a certain folly in doing it. There is another folly we should avoid. Ignoring human improvisational genius in the face of the unexpected. It is difficult to write honestly about Uranus entering a sign without expressing thoughts that might be deemed unsettling at best. I've done some of that. That is intrinsic to the nature of the planet Uranus. And yet there is a spirit of radical creativity and adaptability in play here too. We can all draw faith in the human future from it. One more point before I close. I feel strongly that humanity's success or failure is rooted ultimately in the decisions each one of us is making in our daily lives. When you bravely make an evolutionary breakthrough, angels sing the Alleluia chorus, and not just for your own sake. They sing because you have radiated something beautiful and powerful into the collective air. All humanity benefits. What does Uranus and Taurus mean for you personally? If you're moved by anything I've said here, please consider spending a couple of hours with my program about the individual meaning of Uranus and Taurus. We look at it in general at a personal level as an evolutionary necessity, and then we follow it specifically through each of the 12 houses. Well, thank you.